The Fisk Jubilee Singers wow audiences with their performances of Negro spirituals. The choir's musical director, Paul Kwame, is now on a 5-city tour, helping younger singers hone and preserve those songs that have inspired so many. North Carolina Public Radio's Leonita Inge was at Kwame's first stop.
Paul Kwame is a perfectionist.
I came here because of you. So you are my inspiration, and we'll work together to make this happen. We'll have fun, right?
Yes.
Great. All right. So let's sing again.
Kwame is visiting the Durham School of the Arts, known across North Carolina for its choral department. So the school jumped at the chance to train under Kwame and sing in a Duke Performances concert with the Fisk Jubilee Singers of Fisk University in Nashville, Tennessee.
So from beginning, ready? One, two, and three, and... Very good. Sopranos.
The girls are a little nervous and get even more nervous knowing that Kwame might have them sing one at a time to make sure Swing Low, Sweet Chariot is performed just right.
You've all been on the playgrounds, right? What does a swing look like? So I want you to feel that swing low. You see that?
Kwame is able to spend time with these students thanks to a new program sponsored by South Arts. It allows him to hold week-long residencies in 5 southern communities in North Carolina, Georgia, and Florida.
Sweet low chariot, coming for to carry me.
Okay, right there. Tennis, let's work on that. Coming for to carry me. Oh. Let's sing that line. Ready? Go.
Coming for to
Negro spirituals are tightly linked to African-American culture and to the slaves who originally sang them. Kwame says it was a way to express their conditions, along with the hope of being free one day.
It's part of their culture, and if we don't expose them to this aspect of the culture, it will get lost.
Kwame stresses to the teenagers to let their minds, hearts, and voices flow gently, quietly like a stream of water, and to hold the M in home. Time to add altos to the male voices.
Coming for to carry me home.
Wonderful. Will you remember all this?
Sean Greer is one of the choral directors at the Durham School of the Arts. He spent weeks preparing students for Kwame, which he says included the history behind this unique art form.
The art of the Negro spiritual is new for many of them, but we knew that with Dr. Kwame, it would still take a lot of the same qualities and discipline that we use when we're singing Mozart and Bach.
Rehearsal is over, and the Durham School of the Arts students hum to their next class. And it's not hip-hop. For NPR News, I'm Leonita Inge in Durham, North Carolina.
You're listening to All Things Considered.